Lamir zen was tutzach. The two dots, Rabbi said, that vav amid aleph, boy rab zera, tokva echad bifaneinu mahu. What happens if one of them grabs the talis in front of us? Hey chidami, what's going on? Ida ishtik, if the other person is shasak, eduya oidile. What does that mean? He admits. And therefore what? So for sure, the one who grabs it gets to keep it. If he screams, so what do you expect him to do? The guy, what do you want him to do? You want him to attack the other person? He screams. So for sure, it's not going to change the din. Talking about that first, he was shasak, he was quiet, and afterwards he screamed. Man, me the ishtik. Do we say from the fact that in the beginning he was quiet? Odiyoydilei, he was maida to him that it was his. Oydilma kiven the katzavach hashta igloy milsa dai the shasak meikar savrak kachazulei rabbanon. Or do we say now that we hear his screaming? Now, why is he screaming all of a sudden? Like, why did he start screaming? It's because he originally also was never really agreed that it belonged to the other person. He just thought that the Rabbanim were going to take care of it. After all, where is he standing? In Bezdin. So therefore, he thought Bezdin was going to take care of the problem. Now that he sees Bezdin's not taking care of the problem, so therefore, he starts screaming. So the Gemara doesn't know how to interpret a shasak ule besoif tzavach. Do we interpret it as a shtika koida, or do we not? If we don't interpret it like a shtika kahida, so I'm going to ask you an obvious question. If we don't interpret it as a shtika kahida, why is he tzavach at the end? It's not moida. That's like a pretty stupid question, right? Why was he shosak in the beginning? He thought they'd do something. If he was moida, why was he shosak in the beginning? Because he's moida. Why is he tzavach in the end? Why is he tzavach in the end?
Because he wasn't being moida, but he was moida.
But what?
Because our bottom was the fact that he was shtik in the beginning. Can't change that.
So he was moida.
Yeah.
So why is he being tzavach now?
That's the commercial kasha. We look at that as the shtika as more.
Take care of my friend. Take care of him. You with him? Okay, so say, what are you saying?
There's never going to be a case where he's Maida and Tzavach. The whole thing is, once he's Tzavach after your Shasak, he's showing that he wasn't being Maida.
No, but the Gemara has two tzadim. See it again. Let's see the Gemara again. Lo tzricha, that it was Shasak meikar v'hadar Tzavach mai. Mi de ishtik oy duya oy dilay. Do you say from the fact that he was quiet that he is being Maida? Oy dilma kiven de katzavach hashtag loy mils to die the shasak meikar tzavach kachazer ebanan. Or maybe, no, that's not why he was shasak. He was shasak because chazer ebanan. But the Gemara entertains that he was shasak because oiduya oidele. So why is he being tzavach now? So then he was never really moida.
He changed his mind.
But the Gemara has a tzad that he is being moida. Yes, even when he's screaming at the end.
Adam's
not getting it, I see. Adam's not getting it. We didn't get a first seder either, 100%. Can we do this again, Rabbi Isai? You got to do this again. This is. Just hold off, Akiva, okay? Let's do this again. Hold on a second. The Gemara says the case is. Dishasak meikara v'hadar tzavach. First he was quiet and then we're tzavach. My, we don't know how to look at it. There's two different ways of looking at it. Do you say me the ishtik or do you oidile? From the fact that he was quiet, so he was maida. And in that, if that's the case, if it's shasak l'vesoif tzavach, the din would be the person that took it can keep it because there was a hida, oidilma, kivan dekat tzavach hashta igloy milsa da'ay the shasak meikara tzavach kachas l'rabbanon. Or maybe no, the shtik was not a hida. The shtika was just because I thought that the Rabbanan see me. That's the other way of understanding. We're trying to understand what he's doing. There's two different ways of understanding. Maybe he's not being Maida. If he's not being Maida, why is he Tzavach at the end? Let's do it again. We're going
to
do the same exercise.
Because he wants.
If he's not being Maida, why is he Tzavach at the end?
Because he wants to do something.
Why is he tzavach at the end? Because he was never moida. What do you mean, why is he tzavach? Why is he shosak in the beginning? He thought the Rabbanu would do something. If he is being moida, why is he shosak in the beginning? Because he's moida. Why is he tzavach in the end? Says the Kiva Edelman. He obviously decided that he came up with a good alibi. He's like, no, what are you doing? What do you mean? You just made a minute ago. He obviously changed his mind.
Why do you have to go to that part and say that he changed his mind? One side is that the fact that he thought the Rabbanim were going to do something else.
Right.
And one side holds that the fact that he thought the Rabbanim were going to do something doesn't help.
So let me ask you a question. Do we think that he was Maida?
Well, the Shtika is for sure Aida.
No? Why is it for sure Aida? Hold on a second. Listen to me. If I'm in the middle of drinking and you say something, is that called shtika leidah? Go ahead. You can say something right now.
That's the whole tzad. The tzad is that it's a gilui milsa that he was aida, and the other tzad is that it wasn't. That's not true.
If it was aida, that means that at the moment he admitted.
Yes.
So why now is he screaming?
Because he thought the Rabbanu were going to do something about it.
What are you talking about?
It's not true. According to one side, the fact that
what was going on in his head when he was shasak? What was going? Tell me the truth.
I don't know. But if I'm like that,
tell me what your options are. Tell me what your options are. What was going on in his head when he was shasak?
He doesn't want to be like that.
He does not want to be like that. So then it's shushu not like that.
But if I do shtika kaida and then I go out of bezin, I come back. It's too late. Something happened. You were already Maida. You want to?
No, he wasn't Maida. You said he wasn't Maida. Something was going on in his brain.
No,
he wasn't being Maida.
He's Bezdin. Shtika's Kaida.
What was going on in his head when he was quiet? Why was he
it
quiet?
It doesn't make a difference.
Answer my question. Why was he quiet?
Of course, it depends how you learn. One side says it was a Maida, and it's too
what
late.
What does that mean? It was a Maida. That means that he was intending on being Maida.
It doesn't matter what he was.
Answer
doing.
My question. What was going on in his head? Was he intending on being Maida?
I don't know. It doesn't make a difference.
That's not true. It's not true. It's not true. He does only Aida. He is Maida.
So
let me ask a question.
My shtika is, even though you see it as Aida, I wasn't being Maida after the fact. Bezdin's going to be like, let's run back.
If Bezdin would believe you, then yes. But they might not believe you. But I'm asking you, we're trying to figure out what is going on in his brain. If you're telling me what's going on in his brain is he's not being Maida, and we know that because we see the Tzavach afterwards, so there's no Haida. Or we don't believe you. So what do we believe happened here? We have to deal with what we believe. If you would somehow prove that you were never meant to be Maida, yes. If you would have a way to prove that, then the shtick is not Haida. There's no such thing as just because it sounds like a Haida, so therefore we don't care what you were thinking. It doesn't happen on its own. It's we're hearing from you that you're being Maida, therefore it must be belongs to him. But if we're saying that's not what he's thinking, Bishas Maisa, so we have to know how are we interpreting what he's doing. He's silent. We have two different interpretations. Either we're interpreting as he was silent because he thought the Rabbanu was going to do something, so there was no Aida, he never intended on being Maida, and therefore we're going to say that was not a Shtika Aida, or his silence wasn't intending on. You mean the Ishtik Aiduya Aidile? That is the way we're interpreting what he's doing. You were Maida. So what are you doing afterwards? He was Maida a minute ago. What's he doing now? And you can't say now he's saying, the only reason why I did that is because Chazor Rabbanu, then you weren't Maida. So we have to take what happened, and we have to try to understand what he did. We have to try to make sense out of it. What's the sense? So if you hold that he wasn't Maida in the end, he was Tzavach because it was Chazal Rabbanon, I got it. Okay, so there was the Shtika was not Haida, but if the Shtika is Haida, what's the Tzavach? How do you make sense of his behavior?
Since when do we care about after he was Shtika Koda? Is there any other case where
we don't care? Right. We don't. The question is, does that reveal to us that was never really a shtika kaida?
No, my question is that why do we care afterward if he's protesting?
We don't care unless it just would mean that then he never was really Maida. For example, let's say I'm in Besden. Reuven says you owe me $1,000. I don't say anything, and then 5 minutes later I say I don't owe him anything. He says, well, you were Maida. He says, yeah, but there's two Adam over here that I took a tiny steeper until exactly 3 minutes ago. These are the two Adam. I couldn't say anything. I couldn't. I was in a Titus Dibor. So Would that be shtika koi do? What do you think? Why not? But what do we care about what happens afterwards? Because
it's the same thing.
Right. He's saying, look, I didn't say anything because I thought the rabbanim were doing something. I didn't have a need to be tzavach then. So therefore, we can now go back and interpret his shtika differently. But if you're interpreting his shtika as a hayda, why is he being tzavach now? Unless he somehow changed his mind or something like that, or he felt like now he's a good alibi, or he felt like now he could say something, but that's the chayra. There's going to be something that's like a little awkward about his behavior.
Is there any other case where we say it's on, where we say because he was thinking that something else would happen?
I don't know of any other case. I don't need any other case. This is the case. This is it. The chayra, that's the Gemara Suffolk. Avrami? Okay. Rabbi Isai, the Gemara says the case is Tokva Echad Bifanenu. Bifanenu means what?
In front of Bezdin.
The Rishonim speak about what happens if we're not in Bezdin. What happens if we're not in Bezdin? What happens if we're in front of Edim? There is somewhat of a concept of Shtika of Haidos Baldin, Haidos Baldin in front of Edim. So what about if we're in front of Edim? And the fascinating thing is that the Rishonim go in opposite directions. And anytime that happens, your antennas should go up. They go in opposite directions. Some Rishonim say that if it's in front of Edim, then it's for sure a Haida. And some Rishonim say, if it's in front of Edim, it's for sure not a Haida. Some Rishonim say if it's in front of Edim, it's for sure a Haida. And some Rishonim say if it's in front of Edim, it's for sure not a Haida. How does that work? Says the Rashba, Midek Amrinon, Hachazi Le'ra, but Mashma Lefnei Bezdininu, V'ika Me'ravisa, Da'amri Davka Lefnei Bezdin, Ava Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin, Afilu Shasak, L'Soif Tzavach, Oduya Oidilei. The Amai Shasak, Haloi Chazulei Rabbanon. So, in other words, the whole Svara is Haka Chazulei Rabbanon. I'm in Bezdin. Bezdin will take care of things. But if I'm not in Bezdin, then there's no Svara of Haka Chazulei Rabbanon. It's not Adam's job to take care of things. So maybe in the case of Shasak, Ulesoif Tzavach will automatically assume Oduya Oidilei. The Gemara says, I don't know if it's Oduya Oidilei or not. What's my Svara that it's not Moide? Chazulei Rabbanon. Says the Rashba. Some people say that Svara only applies if you're standing where? In Bezdin. If you're not in Bezdin, so then the Shtika is automatically a Haida. So why is he Tzavach at the end? And don't say Chazulei Rabbanon, because there is no Rabbanon here anyway, and because it's wrong. So why is he Tzavach in the end? Because he's Chayzer. Because he's Chayzer. The Rashi doesn't have a Svara of Chazule Edim. The Rashi says there's no such Svara. Chazule Rabbanon is going to take care of it. If there's Edim here, the Edim aren't going to take care of it. You might have
see
to tell.
It. I don't understand what? It. They see it.
Doesn't make
so
a difference.
They're going to say that they saw him taking it away.
That's not enough of a Svara for why I shouldn't be Tzavach. Just because Edim see it, there's not a reason why I shouldn't be Tzavach.
The fact that he's Chazar, we care. And the fact that he's
a chazar,
we care.
We don't care. But that's why his shtick was like, oh, no, we don't care. We're going to be chazar after it's too late. But I'm just trying to understand what's he being tzavach for at the end. It's obviously it's considered chazar, and his chazar is irrelevant.
But in Bezdin, that changes.
It doesn't.
In Bezdin, that changes.
Mide ishtik oiduya oidilei. I, why is he tzavach now? He's chazar, and we don't care. Because shtick is gaida. Or do we say, no, he's only shasav because of chazulei rabbanan. And then we see that because of the tzvich at the end, and therefore there was never a shtika here. But if there was ever a shtika, everybody says this needs a lot of clarification here. This is the way, the one shot in the Rashba. Veli nira, says the Rashba, behepuch pum farket de davka lefnei bezden hu de ba'inan de li tzavach mishum de mokum mishpatu. He should have been tzavach about a Bezdin. Bezdin, do something. Aval shaloi bifnei bezdin. Meima amar ki leka inish lemeidan dina amai etzach. There's no one here anyway. Who am I supposed to scream at? What am I screaming at? The walls? Screaming at? Who am I screaming at? There's Edom. Who are the Edom? What do we want from me? We have to scream only in bezdin. Whoever's a din goes to bezdin. There's no point in screaming over here. No one's gonna help me. So what should I scream for? I'm gonna go to bezdin and scream in bezdin. But in front of this, in front of Edom, it's garnished. Does Hesta Zeh Rabbi say? Let's just get it clear. According to the Rajba's pshat, what happens if it's tukva echad b'fneinu? No, it's tukva echad b'fnei edim. Tukva echad b'fnei edim. And it's shosak mitchilo ve'ad tzoif. He's totally shosak. What?
He's not.
It's not oida. Why not?
Because
it's not in Bezdin. You're not in Bezdin. You have no need to scream. There's no need to scream. According to the first pshat that the Rashba brings from Rabisa, he's saying that what would be the din of it says Tukve Echad Bifaneinu. It's only Bifaneinu because Bifaneinu we have a tzadav shasak lubisoyf tzavach is going to be not oida. If it's shasak mitchilav ad soyf, for sure it's oida. And even shasak mitchilav tzavach is going to be oida. So we're ending up in two totally opposite places. It sounds like the Rajba is saying the reason you're screaming is because you're in Bezdin. It could be the other pshat, the one that he's bringing, is saying you're not screaming because you're in Bezdin. You're screaming because someone, in the lesson of the Ritva Yishanim, I read it is, Ein lecha adam shoysek v'toikvin loy talisoy miyadoy. That sounds like what Abba Chachosh of Akiva Leibowitz is saying. This is not because I'm not coming to register a claim. Tzavach doesn't mean I'm tining. What does tzavach mean?
Scream.
Why does it say scream? Why does it say tainas? What does scream mean? Scream sounds like he's screaming. So says Akiva, it means that anyone grabs something, you scream. Why does it have to be in Bezdin? Someone is like, you're getting assaulted, you're getting accosted. Of course you're going to scream. Why do you have to be in Bezdin to scream? Anyone scream. Unless the person that's... Why would you not scream?
Because it's really his.
It's really his. If it's his, I wouldn't scream. Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Why would you have a case where you were quiet and then you scream? Reaction to someone stealing
a thing.
That's
the question before.
So in other words, if you're in Bezdin, you mean? If you're in Bezdin, so I want to tell you something. When I'm walking with my posse and someone tries attacking me, I don't have much to worry about. You know, I got the boys behind me.
Yeah.
So there you go. Got my back. God's got my back. I got nothing to worry about. You want to start up with me? You messing with me? You messing with him? No problem. I'm okay. I'm cool, calm, cool, and collected. You know what I'm saying? I got business, got my back. You want to go? Okay, good. Try. Yeah, try again. I got nothing to worry about.
If you're not in Bezdin, what's
so that's only if you're in Bezdin. How kachazul erabanan? The smirk kachazul erabanan is therefore he has no reason to scream.
So what's the reason to scream if you're not in Bezdin?
What's the reason yes to scream?
So the chayra.
What's the reason not to scream? What Akiva is saying, according to Akiva's svara, that Akiva is saying that anytime someone grabs, it's the lashon of the Ritva Yishanim, in Adam, shoysek v'toikvin lo talisa miyadoi, if you're not in Bezdin, it's even more of a reason why you should scream. Because there's no one to protect you. You have to scream, chapsim! Ganev! You're screaming.
That's why it would be a claim.
That's why what?
That's why it would be a claim in Bezdin, no?
What do you mean? I don't know exactly what you mean by in Bezdin. What we're saying is false. If the Sfora is like Akiva saying that the reason you're screaming is because someone's grabbing something from you, then for sure, if you're out of Bezdin, also you should scream. And if you don't scream out of Bezdin, it's Haida. If you understand that really, that you're not screaming because someone's grabbing from you, your scream is really a Taina. really hearing it as a, and the word savach is maybe a little bit of like a dramatic word. The word is not the savach. The word is I am what to say. When you grab it from me, your actions speak louder than words. When you grab it from me, what are you saying? It's mine. And what am I going to say back? No, it's mine. But if I'm not Bez Din, what do I have to get into an argument with you for? There's no point. What I got to scream, it's mine for? What? We're not a Bez Din. I have nothing to say here. So you grab it from me. I'll go to Bez Din. I'll say, listen, you know, he grabbed it from me. I'm telling you it's mine. So therefore, there's no need for him to be tzavach chutz le Bez Din. So it seems to me there's a fundamental machloik as what is going on here, my friends. And what are we saying? Shtika kehoyida'a. What are we saying? What is he being shasak to? Is the vart because he should be screaming, protesting? In olam shaysek v'taykven leitalisoy. And doesn't make a difference in Bez Din, out of Bez Din. As a matter of fact, out of Bez Din might be even more of a svara why you should scream. Because in Bez Din you have a svara of kachazul erabana. Or we're saying no. The vart is that I'm when a shtika koy does your actions speak louder than words. You grabbed it from me. It says if you said it's mine, and I'm going to say it's not yours. It's mine. Then it's only in Bez Din, says the Ritz for Yishanim, and the Rashi brings from his Rabbi Seinu, Dafka be Bez Din. Okay, I'm again invited. But say we're going to have to work on this machlekes. We have to understand it. We have to get the Gemara clear because there seems to be some confusion in the Gemara a little bit, and then we'll see how it's going to affect other things here in the sugya. Says Rashi, Tokfa Echad. He took it out of the hands of his friend Bechazka with strength. And the whole thing is in his hands before they swore. So Rashi is saying, we're talking about Shnayim Ochzim Mitalis. And then what's the din? And then the din would be one of them grabs it before they swear. Tukva echad bifaneinu koydem shenishbu, Rashi says. Why does Rashi say koydem shenishbu? Why does Rashi zetzenayin in a case of koydem shenishbu? What would be if it's not koydem shenishbu? What would be if it's acha shenishbu? Frektuk tzois. Why is Rashi zetzing ein? Why is Rashi saying it's in the case of dafka koydem shenishbu? Mati yav pshat? The pshat of the ktsois. What's the pshat of the ktsois?
It's too late after they swore.
So what's the vayis tachos after the knishbu? It won't help anymore. We wouldn't have a shayla of after shenishbu. Why not? So one pshat says the Rishima Shurim is Rav Kalmanson from New Haven. He says what Moshe Aaron is saying. Avrei Chachoshev, Moshe Aaron, saying that Shtika Ke'aida is only when there's a suffix. At least in our case. So if he already swore, there's no more suffix. Let's compound this with Shitas Rashi. That Rashi holds that the reason why we are making a shvuah is because Mamana Mutu b'suffik cholkim b'shvuah. Once we swear, so already Bez Din decided half is yours is half is yours. So grabbing it is like it's like ridiculous. And therefore what? Even if it would be Shosak Mitchila v'ad soif, what would be the din? It still is. I have no reason to say anything. I got nothing to say. I mean, this is like there's nothing to talk about over here. That's the way that Rav Kalmanson learns. Now, I would say a little bit of a different, pshat, perhaps, based on what we said a minute ago. And maybe it might depend on how we learn in this chakira. This is as follows. What would you say is the din in the following case? Reuven says the talis is mine. Shimon says the talis is mine. Reuven says the talis is mine, and Shimon doesn't say anything. What would be the din in that case? Let me go a step back. Okay, two people walk into Bez Din, And Reuven says, you owe me $100. And Shimon is Shasak. You're the din. What would you? What, you're the dying. What would you say? Shtika koida. What happens if Reuven says, you owe me $100? And Shimon says, I don't owe you $100. And the Reuven says, you do owe me $100. And Shimon doesn't say anything. What would you say? Let's take a regular case without.
I know that he doesn't know him. So
what?
He already said it. Why does he have to say it again?
He already said that he doesn't know him. So why does he have to say it again? Like, I did it. We did this already.
Because we're saying the whole part is that I say it's mine. You have to say something back.
I did say something back.
Twice.
Okay. Every time I have to answer you, I said it already. So you're saying it again. I said it already. So perhaps we could say the following thing. Once I swore that it's mine, you can grab it. I already told you it's mine. Bezdin, I said it's mine. I even swore it's mine. So like, come on. You know what? Now I have to go yell and grab it from me? I told you it's mine. I'm done. I don't have to say anything anymore. Not the pshat because now it's a vadai. Because I said what I need to say. And I'll tell you a nafka mina between the two pshat. Let's get it clear again. Mesh'aron and the Yeshiva Shurim pshat is that if the once he swore, it's a vadai. If it's a vadai, so there's no shtika koida anymore. It's vadai. So therefore, it's only a shtika koida koidem shenishbu. And what I was suggesting is that once I was nishba, I already said in Besdin, this is mine. I said that clear. I swore it. There's no need for me afterwards. If he grabs it, I don't have to say anything. Besdin knows what I think. There's no need for me to repeat it. It's a repetition. Nafkamina would be as follows. What happens if we walk into Besdin and only Reuven is holding the talis? Shimon grabs the talis from Reuven. Says it's mine. Only Reuven is holding the talis. Shimon grabs the talis from Reuven. And Reuven shasak. What's the deal? What?
Or is that? He walks in a little. One guy walks in holding the talis, other guy grabs it. It's right away.
But he's shasak.
Doesn't make a difference. He already didn't have a right to grab the talis. He had to bring a riot to take it, to make it his.
But now the other person's shasak. He was shasak.
Because he didn't understand anything. Why did he make a barrel of a riot? He had to bring a riot to give himself a chazaka on the talis that he just took.
Okay, so let me say it this way. I'm maybe saying it a little differently than Avram. It's the same thing, basically. If you say the vart is there's only a shtika koida when there's a safek, there's no safek over here. Reuven has a talis. You come in and grab Reuven's talis. Okay, what does Reuven have to say anything for? There's nothing here. There's no discussion. There's no safek on the talis. So you can't just grab his talis. He doesn't have to answer you. You didn't say anything. However, if the pshat was like I said, that I already stated that it's mine when I swore. And now that you're coming, taking it after I swore, I don't have to repeat myself. In this case, there's no repetition. Reuven walks in holding the talis. Shimon grabs it from Reuven, didn't say anything. What? He didn't steal it. It's the fact that he's shasak, so now, obviously, as if I'm tying that it's mine. I'm saying
it's
mine.
It's not when you walk in that it's yours. So that's
what?
The first time.
What?
Before he grabs it from you, it's not a tahadi that...
Yeah, but I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying it's still not a taina. I didn't say anything. The point is, I already said something. I repeated it. I didn't repeat myself.
So, according to Rabbi, Reb Zera is not going on our mission.
I don't know.
Because in our mission, they say kush.
I got it. I don't know. It's interesting because the Tosefta seems to not be going on our mission. I'm not sure. We'll leave that open for now.
What's the tzad according to Sakim Shat of the Chakira? Yeah.
We're saying that if the one pshat is that once you we only say shtika koida when there's a suffix. The other side is we only say shtika koida if you didn't already say your claim, if you already swore, so you don't have to repeat yourself. So therefore, there's no need for you to say anything now because you already said it. But in a case when I didn't say anything, even if there's no suffix mitchila, might be shtika koida
because you didn't say anything.
Right.
The
Ktsoi says a third pshat. The Ktsoi's pshat in Rashi seems to be a little bit different, and we'll explain to you the nafgamina. The Ktsoi's pshat in Rashi is we were understanding what does shtika kahayda mean? What is he being maida? What is he being maida? What is he being maida to? He's being maida that belongs to the other guy. So it says, no, it's not what the Gemara means to say. What did the second person do? All he did was hold the talis. Did he say anything? Tukva echad befaneinu. Was anything said b'shas the tukva? No, he just grabbed it. When I'm moide, all I'm really being moide to is that you can hold it. Am I being moide, it's yours? No. All I'm really doing is I'm saying, listen, I'm not swearing. Bezin said we both have to swear, and if I don't swear, I'm not going to get it. I'm not swearing. You're grabbing it, fine. Is he being moide, it's his? No. He's just being moide, I'm not swearing. The whole haidah is only that I'm not going to swear. Which it sounds a little bit like not so mashm in the lashon of iduya oidele. I'm being moide to you. So I would use a different language. I'm being moide that you can be muchzak in the talis.
But also the chazre, how are you learning chazre with the rabbana in that? With the rabbana, we're going to help you swear?
No, I thought that I wasn't moide to anything. I wasn't moide even to that because of chazre rabbana. But on the tzad that moide says the tzais, there is no tzad that I'm moide that it's yours. No tzad. Why? If you say it's mine and I'm shasak, what's that shtika to? I'm shtika to the fact that it's yours. But if you just grab it and I'm shasak, what's that shtika to? The grabbing. Grab it. Fine. You're right.
He is being moide.
No, because right now it's not. We said kulishli 3 minutes ago. I'm being moided to the tukfa. Tukfa echad b'fenayim. I'm shasak to the tkifa. What does that mean? Shasak to the tkifa? Says the ktois. I'm just saying. Look, I'm not interested in swearing. I'm really not interested in swearing. You know what? Keep the stupid talus. It's a dumb talus anyway. You can have it. But not that I'm. It's yours. It's not yours. I am not swearing. Says the ktois. What's the din? Shnayim ochzim betalis. Tokva echad befaneinu. The other person is shosak mitchilo ve'ad soif. And then 2 days later, Ruvain brings Edim into Bezdin that it's his, even though he was shosak. What's the din? He brings Edim. Now, in a normal case, when someone's moida, and there's Edom against him, who wins, his Haidah or Edom?
No.
His Haidah. Over here, me the Shasak. Oh, do you Oidile? There's a Haidah. What would we have thought? The Haidah wins. Comes the Ktzais and says, no, because he was never minded that it's his talis. All he said was, I'm not interested in swearing. You want to hold it? You can hold it. You want to take it? Take the stupid talis. It's not worth it for me. I'm not swearing for the talis. What happens now? I have Edim. I go on to bed and say, look, I got Edim. It's mine. But you were Moida. I was never Moida. It's yours. I was just Moida that you could hold it because I don't want to swear. Therefore, if Edim come afterwards, he's going to get it. Correct. Not if he's moida. If he was shasak, and then there's a haidah, that haidah is haidah that's the other person's. So if two people walk into Bezdin, and Bezdin says, swear, one of them says, you know what? I'm moida, it's Ruvain's. I'm moida, it's not mine. And 2 days later, he brings Edom, it's Edom aren't going to help him. Haidah is baal din, is neman, yoiser mimeya Edom, more than 100 Edom. Okay, it's a good question. But it happened.
So what's the var explaining?
Says the Ktois, if it would be Achash and Nishbu, there would be no Haida. Even if he shosak mitchila v'yad soif. Because the whole Haida is just to the Tkifa. There's no such thing as Haida on the Mamai. When you say, I owe you $100 and I'm shosak, what am I being moided to? The $100. But when you don't say, you grab. So we were understanding what I was saying before is actions speak louder than words. What is grabbing as if I'm saying? It's mine. And I'm shosak to that saying it's mine. So the Ketubah says, no, no. It's not. It's not that actions speak louder than words. And it's as if you said it's mine. And I'm being shosak to the mine. It's that I'm being moided to the tkifa, not to the unspoken word, to the grabbing. I can only be moided to the grabbing if it's kodem shenishbu, where there's a discussion of grabbing. Ach shenishbu, there's no such thing. It's half is mine, half is yours.
According
finished.
To, according to the Ketubah, it's never haida. Plus, he grabbed it. Right. It was moided.
It's
he
never
moided to the fact that it's yours. Moided, I'm not.
Correct.
Kifa.
Correct.
So it's never a full haida.
Correct.
So no
according to the Ketubah, there's never a full haida. Never ever
so
a full haida.
The Gemara is mashma that it becomes one person.
No. Ketubah argues with you. Either shasak oidia oidile does not mean it becomes yours. It just means that you can hold it. It's not so mashma in the Gemara. I got it. But this is the way the Ketubah is learning.
So,
this is a third pshat, Rabbi Yisai in Rashi. Moiridik in the Veltarain. That's a good question.
Why does it have to be after Nishba?
So
why does it have to be after? Why does it have to be after he swore not Kaidim?
No, it's Kaidim Shenishba.
No, so what I'm saying, so what's...
Well, after he swore, where now there's no longer a question of who has the right to hold it, because Bezdin now knows whose it is. I'm not moida that I'm not swearing. I'm not moida that you have the right to hold it. There's nothing to talk about after he swore. So the Ketubah agrees that we're all saying the same pshat. There's three pshatim in Rashi. All three are saying, if he swore already, forget about it. Forget it. Why forget it? Three pshatim. The pshat of the Rishima Shurim and Ramesha Aaron is, because once he swore, it's a chaluk mitam vadai. Once there's a vadai, there's no room anymore for us to discuss shtika kaida. It's a vadai. I was saying the pshat is, once I already swore, I already told you what I hold. I don't have to repeat myself. I said it already. Once I swore, so Bezdin knows that I'm saying this is mine. No games. You're going to grab it. It doesn't mean anything. Not because it's a vadai, because I already said it. Every time he says it's mine, I don't have to repeat myself. It's mine. No, it's not. It's mine. No, it's not. It's mine. Okay. Enough already. I swore already, for goodness sakes. What do you want for my life? That's the second pshat. And the third pshat is the choice. The whole discussion of a haida is only to the fact that I don't want to swear. And I'm going to allow you to hold it. That's it. But once it's already a shavua, so there's no discussion of holding it, swearing, nothing like that. There's nothing to talk about. There's no haida. So because the choice is learning the haida is not to the taino that he's saying. And the haida is to the actual tvisa. Rabbi, so let's just finish off. We're gonna continue tomorrow. There's like a lot of geshmak here in the sugya. It's just this. We're gonna have a subtle machloikas. It's gonna end up being a three-way machloikas. We're gonna try to zone in on two of them. What is the point when we're talking about shasak mitchila ulebesoif tzavach? What is tchila? What is soif? What's the beginning? What's the end? What are you talking about? What exactly? Let's try. I strongly urge you, whenever you're dealing with a Gemara, try to do virtual reality. Be there. We're in Beis Din right now. We're sitting there. There's two guys walking to Beis Din. One of them grabs it. The other person is quiet, and then afterwards he starts screaming. What is afterwards? What is Levesoif? What is in the end? What moment? How does this break down? What's the timeline? It's a Machlokes Rishonim. Three-way machlokes rishonim, two very, very far polar opinions, and then one in the middle. I'll show you them right now, and then we'll Beis Hashem pick this up tomorrow. Let's take a look at the Rajba first, because the Rajba is, I think, the more. Either ishtik or do idile, pirish, the ishtik lifnei bezdin. What does ishtik mean in front of bezdin? Ulebasa de nafak, after he left. They left Beis Din. Hadar, he came back with Tzavach. Then, given the Shasak, close my child of Beis Din, vadeo du oidile. That's the Gemara's case of Shasak mitchil of Adsoif. What does that mean? The person grabbed it, he said nothing, they left Beis Din. He came back an hour later, 2 hours later, a day later. He came back and he said, the guy took my stuff. He said, buddy, why didn't you say anything yesterday? Why didn't you say anything before? Why are you quiet the whole? That's called Shasak Mitchila Vatsach. Diloya, my loy tzavach. Vimishim the chazle rabbanon, kimin the rabbanon shaskil, have a limitzach. Vil kimna. The one says, no, the case is the Shasak Ktsas, your hadar tzavach. When is that? Shasak Ktsas, your hadar tzavach, says the Rajba, koidem sheyotza. Koidem sheyotza. So what does it mean? that it was shasak ulubisoif tzavach. It could be it was 5 minutes later. He was, when the person grabbed it from him, he was shasak. Before he left Bezdin, he said, hey guys, aren't you going to do something about this? So it could be that the tkifa happened 2 minutes ago, 3 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago. What is the latest that he can be tzavach? Till he leaves. Once you leave, you're out. That's called shasak mitchilo v'atzav. And the Ritva says a whole different shot. Says the Ritva, this struggle over the talis is going to take a few moments. You know what it means? Shasak ulubisoif tzavach. As he starts pulling the talis away, I say nothing. And we're arguing, we're fighting over the talis, I'm not saying anything. Lubisoif, as the talis is leaving my hands, I'm tzavach. Let's see the Ritva inside. Loit Tzricha, I'm going to skip down because we it's get a little confusing. In the Ritva Chadoshim, my havel el mevad loit Tzricha the ishtik lo besoif tzavach. Ikur hapirish dvarim kepshutam the ishtik kishetakva veoida biyadoi. He's quiet when the person's starting to grab and it's still in his hand, so I'm still trying to hold on to it. And where there's this fury over the talis. Ulebisoif tzavach tekef shehoitzioi miyadoi. What does lebisoif mean? Tekef means immediately when he takes it out of his hands. That's what it means. Tekef shehoitzioi miyadoi. Now he says, umoiri hayim afarish lebisoif tzavach hayim lebisoif tekefa. Similar type of thing. Now he says, "The tzavach, the la'acher, tkifa, lav, klum." Who? If he's tzavach after the tkifa, ignored, that would be considered shasak mitchila ve'ad soif, according to the Ritva. So the Ritva says, what's the time frame of shasak lubisoif tzavach? A few seconds. I'm grabbing it, right? He's not saying anything while he's grabbing it. They're fighting, they're struggling over the talus. And at the last second, he goes, whoa, what are you doing with my talus? That's shasak lubisoif tzavach. According to the Rajva, soif tzavach is when he leaves Bezdin, he's got plenty of time to sit there, dust himself off, not say anything. He feels like, hey, Bezdin, could you do something about this? Wow. This could have connection to the machlokas we had before, but as a shambling, we'll continue with this.